blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutyampi Tatyampi Sabaha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutyampi Tatyampi Sabaha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Dutyampi Tatyampi Sabaha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Yamini Adipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo Prajna Paramita Hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the hangers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassion and comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. The precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 brave prohibitive precepts. Not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so. Not to take that which is not given. Not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct. Not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority. Not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so. Not to publish other people's faults. Not to extol oneself and slander others. Not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings. Not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana, in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Oh, happy blessed day. Oh, happy blessed place. Oh, happy blessed time. Oh, happy blessed path. Oh, happy, blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here, in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dityampi, tatyampi, sabha. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. We are here to end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
What shall we look at this morning? Sequoia.
Well, I have a request to look at. I'd like to look at process.
To look at process.
We had, some of us had the good fortune to be on a call the other day where Ashwini and the guide were speaking to process. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, it's just one of the most challenging aspects of practice for me is to get process.
Doing one of the challenging aspects of practice is to get process. And sometimes I think what's being pointed out, we can go, oh yeah, I know process.
Right.
And
right.
Then we start to really look at it and like, wow, there's a lot to see here. And maybe I don't know everything.
Right.
And so really inviting looking at that.
Yeah. You know, as part of training, every day I get to text a process note.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I always put that word at the beginning, process, just to distinguish what it is I'm communicating about, you know, my process. And I thought, you know, I just never stopped to say, what is process?
Uh-huh.
You know, process, what does that mean? And,
uh-huh.
I picked up one of the email class responses this morning, and I haven't read the entire response, but it was the guide speaking to someone about trying to explain to them what process was.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the sentence, it's not what you're seeing, but how you're seeing it.
It's not what you're seeing, it's
how you're seeing it. Yeah.
As the guide was helping explain what is process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just having a moment of blank.
So it's not what, but how.
Uh-huh, exactly. And I think in the call we were talking about, you know, just seeing process in deeper and deeper levels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So process isn't like just kind of look at it, okay, I got it.
Right.
The more we look
right.
at it, there's sort of these layers
yeah.
that we find to the process.
Yeah. And that's coming up a lot in the email class, too.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just never that, oh yeah, I saw that
uh-huh.
and got it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that there's always just more and more.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it fun.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So it's like the process to looking at process
uh-huh.
is ever unfolding. Uh-huh. There is no end to it. Uh-huh. There is no, like, got it. Uh-huh. And really seeing that in your practice, yeah. Particularly in the email class.
Yeah. And I'm in a process right now. It's uh-huh. like the overarching process about, you know, just that I'll often listen to my fellow monks describe a process. Uh-huh. And it just seems like so brilliant. Like, wow, how can they do that, you know? Uh-huh. That process is just so clear. And I can identify it, you know, oh yeah, that's a process that goes on for me all the time. And yet to initiate that and to describe my own process seems often quite challenging. Uh-huh.
Well, I liked what you said at the beginning, which is, and I'm looking at the process I'm in right now, because we're always in a process, mm-hmm. right? So in particular, looking at this overarching process, mm-hmm. where you'll be in group, and hearing other monks talk about their process, mm-hmm. then the commentary is, wow, you know, that's so clear and brilliant. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's a communication sequoia, yours is not.
Right. Or it just isn't.
It just isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
they get isn't. Process and you don't, you
uh-huh.
know, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm looking at their process, and I can see that it's clear and brilliant, and I can apply it to myself.
Uh-huh, right.
Which would seem that you're in that same process they are in.
Yeah.
Clear and brilliant.
Yeah, and it seems like the pump often has to be primed.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning when we kind of listen and uh-huh. start to calibrate and get in tune with someone else uh-huh. coming from a clear process, that brings us to a clear
exactly.
place too.
Which is the wonder of group.
It is the wonder of group. Yeah. Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to say, it doesn't have to just be monks describing a process.
It doesn't.
It just, you know, people yeah. that come to... Yeah. Group.
Yeah, anyone. Yeah. You just happen to hear the monks
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, that's the group I'm in a lot.
Right.
You know? Yeah, yeah. That I get that system wants to compare. You know?
Exactly. That's what yeah. it's always doing, separating.
Right, exactly.
That's over there, you're yeah. over here.
Yeah.
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 If only you could.
Yeah.
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 And then, you know, starting to see, well, I'm in that process. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see it, mm-hmm. I can apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, and allowing that priming of the pump,
yeah.
you know, helping us kind of get here and get that clarity.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, anything anyone has seen about process.
Or, I see. I love
yeah.
it. So you're inviting,
right.
you know, Sequoia to look at it, and the whole group.
Right.
Right. Because
right.
it is what we do, isn't
yeah,
it?
It is what
we look
do,
at process.
Yeah. yeah, and it just seems like. It's just the foundation. I mean, it's just
it
the
foundation
of awareness practice.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, it's where life is.
It's where life is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where, I mean, it's where freedom is.
It's where freedom is.
And to,
yeah.
Yeah, to just be clear
yeah.
on the process. And
yes.
Yeah,
because we can get really stuck on those
mm-hmm.
content
mm-hmm.
and thinking, if I could just shift the content... You know, the job,
yeah.
the person,
right.
the physical,
right.
whatever,
right.
then I would be, and we just don't get a chance in that place
yeah.
to see that we're in a process
yeah.
and it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So in that place, when we see the process, we're free.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, which, I don't know, just reminds me, this, like recently I was looking at this process and it was that, my whole life just changed everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just changed this and that and this and that and this and that.
Uh-huh.
And then I just saw so clearly that that it was never about changing any of it. It
mm.
was never about
mm.
that. It was about
yeah.
just loving unconditionally everything that was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for me that was just an example of how it would have, you know, how helpful to see the process.
Is, yeah.
You know?
Well, what I heard you saying that is you saw this process, and then you started and you started to see it changed this and that,
mm-hmm.
and here and there,
mm-hmm.
kind of implying that a process ends up going in all areas.
Yeah.
We see it in all areas of
yeah.
our life. It's
yeah.
not kind of like this one thing, like content.
Mm-hmm.
We often have just a couple of different processes mm-hmm. that apply to all of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And when that process was revealed, I used the word freedom earlier,
mm-hmm.
kind of sounded like, wow,
yeah.
there is this freedom to see there is nothing ever to change.
Right.
The only thing that there's ever been to do, including right now, is to love unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. We're so inspired, right? When we live in that process and we see it, and those things, we want to talk about process. You know, what else is there? What else can we see in this process of looking at process?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Squee. So,
I don't know about the process. Maybe you can find out about the process.
we can look at it together, huh?
So, I guess I was looking at the process. You're doing it wrong. You're the wrong person a lot. And so, what I noticed or seen then lately, over the last 1-2 days, was that maybe I've seen it so much now, I mean, I consciously seen it, saying I'm wrong, I'm doing it wrong so much that it kind of like, I don't know, I just got sort of like tired of it, or like gave up arguing with it or so, and it became just kind of like this, like, yeah, of course you're gonna say that, yeah, I know it. This image came up, like, oh, weather forecast that always predicts bad weather. And at some point, you're like, that can't be right. like, yeah, of course you're gonna predict bad weather. I just gonna see how the weather's gonna be, actually. And,
yeah, thanks, though.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say.
Which
is an important process that you're talking about right now, right? Which is, you can see that you're not it, right? You're watching it, in that process of just watching what it does. But it sounds like less and less so taking it personally.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
more
okay.
Watching it less and less. Like, of course, not always and so forth. But yeah.
Yeah.
More and more.
Less and less. To the point of right. Of course, you're talking about how I'm the wrong person. Got it. And then we start to see that it's just saying things that don't even make sense.
Yeah.
You know, like predicting the weather.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I think I'll just check in with that right now, my own experience.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that was felt very freeing.
What would you say could you say more about freeing?
Relaxing.
Relaxing.
Like I don't have to tense up trying to get it right.
Uh-huh.
Because according to the voices, who's actually the only thing giving information on that, I won't get it right anyway, so I might just as well like relax and just do what I can do or gotta do or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
very relaxing when we get, I think you just said, it's actually the only thing giving me the information about, quote, being the wrong person. You know, it tries to get us to believe that other people are judging us and that kind of thing. But when we really watch the process, we can see that's the only place I'm getting that information. It says the same things over and over. There's no way to win. I can never really be the right person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll just let go of that and not try to argue or try to be the right person. And that is very freeing and relaxing.
Now I've also seen that it tries to grab that process and make it into this letting go of trying to be right person.
Uh-huh.
Make that into a content and say, okay, that's how you're going to do it. That's actually the right way to do it, not to live.
Just pulls that insight, that experience of disidentification, of being free, and just tries to plug it right back into the process of doing it right, and you were right there to see that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I was right there to see that, I just kind of saw the effect that I'm like, again, like, okay, like not relaxed anymore.
Oh, good. So what you saw was that tension in the body. You know, you're kind of you even kind of showed us with your hands, and that was the signal. Oh, I'm in that process of either trying to not be the wrong person or trying to be the right person. Well, that's really helpful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you saw the and then you can see what it's saying, but the voices or the the feeling in the body was your cue to bring your attention to what was going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Okay, thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen.
So, the image that just came up for me in terms of the process, especially in that last conversation, was I can't remember where I most recently did it, if we were here, but it's that thing where there's a sort of paragraph thing that lists. Words of colors, so black, blue, orange, yellow, green, but a lot of them are, and the words themselves are written in different colors.
Okay.
So it'll be like the word black written in green.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And the word blue written in yellow.
Uh-huh.
And the word orange written in purple.
I already can't follow you.
Yeah. And what the exercise, I think it's one of those sort of brain, you know, training your brain kind of thing. And the exercise is to read the word.
Mm.
And how tricky it is to read the word black when it's written in green.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I can go there right now. Yeah.
And so I think that's the thing that's so fascinating about process that I think was just really well described. That so I'm going along and I'm in a process of trying to get it right. And then, wow, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the absurdity of that. And I see the, you know, it's very helpful to see how repetitive it is. You know, just, I love that, you know, report of, gosh, it's rainy and, rainy and windy every day, but it never is. So, what's going on here? So as I see that, then I let go. And now I'm in a process of whatever we could call it, acceptance, surrender, you know, relaxation. Wow, you know, it's amazing. And then it's like, without realizing it, that very thing switches the process back to getting it right.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to see because it's the same thing. So it's the word black written in green.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see that because it doesn't seem like I switched back to the... Because it's still like, oh, relaxation.
Yeah,
still talk to me about relaxation.
Yeah, it's not, maybe even in that tone.
Right.
Yeah, even there's that.
Now you've got it. Wow,
right.
This is it. You're really getting this. You can really... I think if you would just kind of... you know, from now on, what we could...
Yeah, just subtly,
just pulling. Switch in tracks.
Yeah.
And then, oh, wait, I'm back in the process of getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so fascinating.
That is so fascinating and takes a really looking very closely, especially when, as you said, we're in this process, we disidentified, we're in the places of relaxation, and it feels like, well, I'm still in relaxation, you know, but we don't see that over relaxation is, you know, the old process is just kind of or playing in the background.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden we don't realize it until maybe we're tensed up again.
Yeah.
And, well, how did that happen? I thought I was in relaxation.
Yeah, which is what makes two things such an ally, the body, right? That place of, wait, I'm not feeling relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting our experience over our beliefs.
Yes.
Right? So, but, you know, so the voice is saying, no, you're relaxing.
Yeah, you just saw that big thing.
Right? Oh, okay, I guess I'm in a process of relaxing. But to realize that's not what's actually going on in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just that it is such a subtle place of really, I think you said this a minute ago, there's always some process happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always some process happening.
What process am I in now?
Right. Yeah. And then what I just saw with that, because I went to that same place, what process am I in right now? I'm trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's so... I mean, that's where, I think we were talking on Thursday night, it was an encouragement the guide was giving to me. Don't forget the sense of humor. That's such an important part of it.
Don't even start spiritual practice without a sense of humor.
Because I mean, this is a perfect example of how we could really we could say get in my own way, but ego getting in my way. Wow, such an interesting inquiry of process. And what is process? And what do you mean? And what process am I in right now?
Yeah.
And, oh, I'm in the process of figuring it
out.
Getting bamboozled and being confused.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think we just heard that too in the last thing. It's like all of a sudden, I'm back in that process of trying to do it right with the insight that I just had.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just uses practice language or those insights and just kind of pulls it back in.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those easy check-ins.
Yeah.
Right. If we get or if we're willing to just take it on faith that we're always in a process.
Yeah.
We can just stop and check. Well, what process am I in now?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Now we can see it. Now we have a little bit of distance.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the process of trying to figure out process.
Right. And it seems like the really sort of basic check-in place that I often use is, I think it's something Ashwini talks about, is this a life process or an ego process?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a life track or an ego track, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the ego track, an ego process is always going to lead to suffering. So it could be anything from subtle to gross, you know, trying to figure it out, trying to get it right.
Could be planning a great trip.
Oh, planning a great trip, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and right? And then you got to really pay attention to watch the train wreck, right?
Because it doesn't seem like one.
No.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Yeah.
So great, really.
Let's talk more about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, gosh, and, you know, and then... Why are you doing that during meditation? You're such a bad... You know, you're always doing that during meditation. You get, oh, there's the train wreck.
There's the train wreck. Because it always leads there.
It always leads
there. And all we have to do is follow that process to know that for ourselves.
Yeah. And just to throw in a really subtle thing, if that's happening and we're paying attention to see the train wreck, we're actually in the process of awareness.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's that place of, you know... Do I need to know exactly what process I'm in? Probably not. You know, the real check-in is, mm-hmm. is there suffering or not? You know,
is
this
there
well-being
or
suffering?
Yeah. Life process or ego process. And the way we can know that is well-being or suffering. And the body can often assist with us in that calibration.
Exactly, in that calibration.
Because sometimes it's, well, but I'm happy, I'm planning something. This isn't a life process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. I love this.
I love this.
You know, and there can be that place of like, okay, well, go ahead. Let's watch it. Let's just see what happens, right? That place of, instead of making
rules.
Let's just
see what, yes, thank you.
Now, come on, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's bad to do.
You're in an ego process again.
You're in an ego process again. Switch to the life track. Come on.
Wait a second. Yeah, we don't see that. We're in a process.
Yeah.
Of ego talking to us about switching to a life track. And, but it's so fun, as you said, if we have that sense of humor.
I was just going there, too. That's, again, the sense of humor.
Yeah, like, oh, that
is good. Good one.
Yeah,
good
that
one.
Was really good. Yeah. Talking to me about relaxing correctly.
Yeah,
I got it.
Exactly.
Okay, that was fun. Thanks.
Yeah, the word yellow written in blue.
The word yellow written in blue.
Throwing me off, you know, trying to cross the wire.
Trying to cross the wires. Yeah, that's so fun. Yeah, because then it kind of, when we get into that humor and fun place, it's like, okay, where can I catch it again?
Yeah.
Because we know it's going on.
Exactly.
It's kind of silly to think like, oh, I'm in it again. Well, of course, we're conditioned humans.
Yeah.
Could be more of like, okay, I'm ready.
Exactly. Because
you know?
Actually what I just saw with that brain exercise is it really can be approached in at least a couple of ways, right?
Uh-huh.
One is like, I'm going to do it really well and really fast and better than everyone else, and I'm going to buckle down and concentrate, and I'm going to, it's not going to get me, right?
Ooh,
it's not going to fool me.
Yeah.
I know I can, or just that place of like, of course, and just playing with it. And it has, it also has a very focused quality to it, but a much lighter.
Focused, but lighter. Yeah. And people on the recording can't. I wouldn't see this, but even when you were describing it, I could feel the tension in your body. Okay, I'm gonna get it better than any, and the eyebrows come down, and the face kind of, and the shoulders kind of collapse, and then as soon as you moved into, all right, the shoulders came open, the hands, it's like there's a smile on the face, and so we can really, again, the body will kind of, will let us know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, all right, let me do it again. Let me see what, you know, see what happens, see what the, what's the magician hiding from me? What's the...
Yeah. It reminds me, too, of just saying about how great group is to reveal those things, because at least for me, because it's my karma, I don't know I'm in the whatever, you know, trying to look good or whatever it is, or trying to get approval. I'm not in that. I know what that is, and I'm not in that.
Yeah.
And then you come to group and have somebody mirror, and now it becomes clear, just like the different color and the writing of the words. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in that again.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point. So like the guide saying, don't forget the humor.
Yeah.
It's sort of revealing there might be a process of seriousness happening there. Just maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good clue too,
isn't it? Could be a place to look.
No, if we're in a serious kind of narrow place.
You know, I can do this. Yeah. It's really just buckle down.
Yeah, buckle down. Those are good cue words.
Exactly.
Okay, I might be in a unique place. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Which is where looking at what are the various processes that happen for me can be fun.
Yeah.
You know, is that there do start to be those key phrases that happen in the head. What are the voices saying?
Yep.
What are the beliefs? What are the sensations? What are the... Because they happen in these patterns that, at least in my experience, when they're mine, they really don't feel like patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like me. And it takes a lot of paying attention over a period of time to see, no, that really is a pattern. Right. And it's fun. It's actually, I've been sort of cleaning some things out. And so listening to old things and listening to chuckle and finding old things and realizing, sure enough, that is the karma. You know, if there was any doubt, I mean, way, way back, like before practice even.
Oh, wow.
Seeing, oh, wow, that's incredible.
Mm.
That is what was going on there.
Mm.
Absolutely.
But when you were saying that too, just the non-personal nature of it all, you know, just so you're looking through these things and you're, you know, maybe seeing things that you're looking at or hearing old recordings, and it's like, oh my gosh, there's that karma that I'm looking at maybe now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been around even before practice. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can guess that it was around before we were even born.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's so fun from that place because that really assists with that. Well, I just want to see it.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm interested in this because, well, this is my life, and that thing tends to control this life.
Yeah.
I know it's not about me, but I often can't see. It just feels like me, as you were pointing out.
Yeah.
And so it's really helpful. And I think you mentioned a couple other important things about process, which is those key phrases, those beliefs and assumptions are all kind of clues about what's the process.
Yeah, really fun. I mean, I've done a number of things over various years where, like, I just found this morning, I love them. I made them years ago. They're little flashcards. And they're basically that. So on the one side, it's all the common things that come up. On the one side is the common thing. On the flip side, it's what I know is true. And to read those flashcards, it's somehow incredibly reassuring. Right? Because it just feels like, right, this is the project that I've been given.
Yeah.
And we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we're just taking it on, and it's just so amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, what's funny is, right when you said flashcards, I couldn't quite, I know you mentioned that before, and I couldn't remember exactly what it was, but I remember the process, you describing it before, and the process describing it before was, this is so fun, this is so revealing, this is so helpful, and I went right to that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you could
make... you don't need to know the content.
Exactly.
Right? You can go right to the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so kind of that, like, gosh, they're all so clear and, you know... When people talk about process, it's so clear and obvious, you know? So I could just go to clear and obvious. I don't need to go to the, right? I can go straight to the process of fun, or the process of clear, or without needing to...
First you need to struggle a bit, and then you can...
Make your own flashcards, and what would your flashcards look like? And how would... I mean,
probably not as good as Jen's,
right, exactly. And not realizing that the flashcards are the raft. Completely irrelevant.
It's completely irrelevant. The raft.
It's the process.
Yeah, it's the tool, it's the raft taking us to the next shore. Yeah, and it's the process. Yeah, and it's fun because, you know, just hanging out in practice long enough, it just keep hanging out because it just gets, you know, as was being pointed out, it feels endless.
Yeah.
And I love that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And if you hang out and just listen to people talk about it, you can feel intelligence registering. It's not like we have to think about it or figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll start to calibrate, or however you want to talk about it.
It's so true. And, you know, sometimes it really seems that, you know, the less we do, the faster it goes.
Yes, that is. Amen. That is so true. I need to put that somewhere where I can see that all the time.
The less we do, the faster it goes. Just that rock sitting there, enjoying the water washing over it. And it's get all those edges are get, just getting worn away.
Yeah.
Just getting
worn away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Water washing me. So go ahead.
I just quickly
went. Yeah.
That was great. And I just wanted to quickly report getting to the other shore.
Just now.
This happened a couple days ago, but when we were talking about fun,
yeah.
It's like I woke up for the first time in my life. I did this as a baby or a child, but I woke up laughing.
Wow.
That just is like not the normal way I wake up at all. And it was like this beautiful, pure, just delight. And what the laughter was about was the fun of dropping the voices.
That is delightful, isn't it?
It was
and
like,
you woke up into that.
Yes.
Wow.
It was like I had been waking up off and on during the night, and every time I woke up during the night, it was like, nope, story.
Hey, story, okay.
And, And then and when I woke up, I just started laughing, and it was just this enormous shift. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. I've been in the process previously that every time I heard a voice, it was like a testimony to my incompetence to do awareness practice, that I couldn't drop these stupid things.
Right. As opposed to you were just aware of those stupid things.
Exactly, And then it was just suddenly like, oh my God, this is a game. And it is a really fun game.
It's a really fun game. Especially when you have a cool sangha, work with.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
I love that. I just imagined you said it maybe as a baby. I can see a baby in a crib. Maybe you hear that and it's morning and you just hear the baby cooing and giggling because they're just they're free.
You're wondering what they're laughing about? They don't have any voices.
They're in delight.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful that we're still there.
Yeah.
And all it is dropping that conversation and noticing, oh, we're aware of the voices. That's good to see.
Yeah.
And saying thank you to those waking up and giggling.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
That's
fun. It's been great this morning. Very useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. Susan.
Well, that made me laugh. So maybe it helped me to decide. Because the only time I remember one of my kids waking up laughing when they were a baby was after they'd like been able to go to the bathroom. They'd had it really good in their diaper.
Freedom.
Why are they being so quiet? Why are they laughing? Yeah. The basic freedom laughing. But it just seemed funny to me. So, so two things. One, it was really helpful to be looking at process along the way. And then I was looking at this seriousness that occurs about my process.
Uh-huh. Just you, though, right?
Right.
No one else gets serious about
it. This is really fun to look at their process. And to look at my process as I'm looking at their process, because I'm somewhat disidentified. Uh-huh. But when I think about my processes that cause me problems, that's serious.
Yeah, well, it's about me. I mean, I can listen to you, and it's not about me.
And mine are, important. Not important, but real.
Real.
Yours are important, but you've seen through them, and I've seen through yours. Are real. So let me tell you about my real process.
Okay.
So I have this real thing that happens, and I think that is the process that is... So here's what it looks like, because I'm stuck in it. So I'll see something. Oh, here's what it is. So it'll occur to me, so it's kind of that pseudo zen. If you would just accept and let go or whatever, everything would be fine. And then, and along with that is, don't communicate about anything.
Right.
Don't tell anybody how you feel or what you think, because, that'll just cause external people to maybe get ruffly.
Yeah, you should just accept and let go, but don't do anything that would be a process of accepting and letting go, because well, then you would accept and let go. So don't communicate.
Right. Well, and that wouldn't be seen in this brain as accepting and letting go.
Oh, I see.
Right. Accepting and letting go looks a certain way.
I see.
Keeping your mouth shut, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen it until we're looking at it right now. But definitely acceptance and letting go does not also mean doing the thing and seeing what happens, which I guess I suppose it could.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like communicate. Okay, Sophia, get your clothes on. We're going to church. Like, you know, would be kind of the morning example. No. You know, laying on the thing. And, you know, then I feel it. Okay, I should just accept and let go.
Get that clothes on and accept him right now through gritted teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, I have the two. I have these two distinct duality processes that then I get really confused because I'm trying to see, I guess, the process of if, I guess the belief is if I were doing it right, she would just say, okay.
Uh-huh.
So if I were at center, it's that whole belief of if I'm at center, the world's going to reflect that in the way that ego thinks it should, you know?
Uh-huh. Kind of, if you're at center, and that sounds like part of doing it right, is that?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So when we were talking about just a minute ago about that life's process or egos, man, that would be dangerous for me today, right now, because I immediately jump to figure it out, right and wrong, good and bad. There is something wrong.
Yeah, well, and it's tricky because it says you'll hear something like, we'll get centered. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Holy. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds holy. Yeah, and again, kind of what we were talking about, we don't see that, oh, maybe I'm in that same doing it right, doing it wrong, and if I could just get centered right, then everyone would
I would be like using the right tone, and everyone
the right
would
tone.
Like me.
And they would like and you, would and she would get dressed up again. They would obey you.
And we'd all get along.
And then we'd all get along.
Happily ever after.
I agree. Yeah.
Which is, now, okay, so the possibility of there's nothing wrong process, it could just be, this is family life.
Uh-huh.
This is what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
People argue, people fight, people don't get dressed, people grab them, people put their shirt on really quickly. Sometimes, it actually worked out this morning, but in that way that it was just lucky, you know.
Well, that is a shift, isn't it? So if we start from there's nothing wrong, then we can just go, well, I think this is probably just what happens in families.
And it is really relaxing.
I just relaxed, I can feel that.
Yeah, you just kind of relax. And now the tricky part that I am not savvy at practicing with is once I feel relaxed, you know, I mean, the guide is good. I mean, there is also a way that to be relaxed and present, I mean, I suppose there's a way of which I don't have a lot of experience with, and then going ahead and saying what's so for me in the moment, and that being okay too.
And you just put your shirt on or whatever.
Yeah,
right. There isn't like, so then it kind of paints this, so centered and relaxed looks a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, I don't know, speak really sweetly or whatever
right.
It is. But calmly, but actually, it sounds like you might even know this from your own experience, you know, you can see it in the guide, that from that centered, relaxed place, you can still say what is so.
Right. And
they're not excluding, it's not exclusive one another.
Yes. So, you know how she talks, I don't know if she ever says you, but that thing, and I'm just being enthusiastic, I think it's what her teacher said, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think she's the same way. And so there is that way of, it's so. It's just life energy.
Yeah.
You got to get your shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, now.
So it brings us back to, it's not what, it's how. So it's not the energy or raising your voice or get your shirt on now. It's where it's coming from. It's the process.
Do you think it's who takes hold of it?
Well, what do you see? Who takes hold of it, meaning...
So, like, there's a lot of energy that I mean, looking at this. So, there's a lot of energy that somebody in my system might call anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm worried we're going to be late, would be kind of that. But if it's just energy, and anxiety doesn't take it and say, we got to clamp down on it and do something. If there's just kind of and they almost sound really the same. It could be like, Sophia, get your shirt on. You got to go. Or there's a, get your shirt on, we're late, we gotta go.
Yeah.
And those two energetically feel somewhat similar, but it feels like one is more of a clamping down.
Yeah. That's it, right? So when we're trying to calibrate to what is that, am I in a life process or an ego process? We're just experimenting and paying attention the way you're exactly describing.
And it could be that what I could practice with is, I'm in an ego process. Okay, deep breath. You know, rather than beat yourself up, there you go, you're a terrible mom, there you are, you know, abusive, CPS, it's going to be called. You know that whole thing that ego takes over. It could just be, oh, there I am, I got God. And then it is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And it's not their fault. You know, if she would just do what I say, I wouldn't have to feel this way.
Yeah. You know, so if you just name kind of what's going on.
Yeah, I think that
then you can kind of see it. There's that.
Without judgment.
Without judgment is really key, isn't it? Yeah, this is just energy.
Ego, like, wants to name what's going on as, well, there you are, ego process.
Yeah.
As usual. You know, kind of what it was.
Yeah, that's what it
was. And then
to
I go, yeah, sorry, Sophie. You can just lay at home and do nothing for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm happy.
Reminds me of, I don't know if this fits, but when Sherry would talk about, you know, having kids and just the reality that you're going to screw them up, so right. Do it in a way that's most comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And she would talk about how that might look as you would just say out loud, you know, mom's got a lot of energy right now about leaving. Yeah. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm feeling like a lot of energy and I would like you to get your shirt on, you know, and boy, right now I could just, and you would just talk about what's going on for you. As a way to, as you said, not have it be labeled or sort of controlled or clamped down.
Yeah.
Or just the way you said, oh, I'm in an ego process without judgment. There's just whatever's going on for
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, it would be kind of fun because as I rolled it out, I'd be like, and if you're just talking out loud, and you know, you have to go, so you better get that on. You're going to have to wear your pajamas, and gosh, I really feel the energy going on. I think I need a drink of water.
Uh-huh.
You want a drink of water? Uh-huh. Okay. You want to? I can help you right now, but you know, in 2 minutes, I'm not going to have time, and I noticed that I really want to help you, but you know, I'm
just going to... Yeah. Well, can you feel the difference between
right.
that
it's
and
moving.
The clamp? It's
yeah.
moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving.
Mm-hmm. And it's not clamped against me or against her.
It's not making anybody wrong. It's not clamped against you or against her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was helpful. So I think that process that I was doing with her, of course, I do a lot. And what it felt like when we talked about speaking out loud is kind of a key to communication as well. Because then I'm just talking about my process out loud.
Yeah. This is just what's going on.
Which is not, okay, I just won't say anything, I'll live like this for the rest of my life, you know. Or I'll kill, you know.
Yeah, you've done that before. You know that road, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So maybe a piece of accepting is communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it might be out loud as things are going on, it might be on the recorder.
The key, though, to me is the difference that you were pointing me at doing is communicating about what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
not what I'm thinking about what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Not what you're thinking about what they're doing, but what your
right.
process is. So
yeah.
Here's everything that's going on for me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I've got all this energy. I'm feeling kind of judgmental. I'm out of control a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really want to jump in and control you. I know you can get your shirt on by yourself, you know? You know?
Boy,
you
I just, know, that made me smile. Like, if I was the person listening to you, yeah.
Right.
I mean, how could you be upset in that kind of...
Well, it's possible, I'm sure. But you and I agree.
Well, you might be... How would you feel?
Right, it's not possible for me. Right, for me to get upset. Yeah, but they always because they you know they know your buttons. Oh, mom, there you go again. You just went to the monastery. Ah, yeah, I didn't. Now I feel really, you know, like energy and kind of frustrated and you know.
There you go. Yeah.
But holding it here, which is not easy for me in that conversation. Yeah, this is going to be pretty, I hope, fun. You know,
yeah.
Pretty fun.
Well, that they were back to that fun and that humor. That was the other thing I kept hearing you say and demonstrating that out of that clamping is just naming it or laughing it or,
yeah.
You know, just, yeah.
I'm feeling it's the possibility happen right here, you know, that people are talking about group.
Yeah.
You know, because we're doing it right here. So I can remember, that's my experience. It worked. I can do it. All I have to do is start doing it, talking about my process.
Uh-huh. That would be a fun recording.
It would.
Yeah, from that place.
What would you
put? Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me what you'd say. I'd say...
What are you saying?
I'm not seeing it, Scott. I'm blank.
So just that, what you were just saying about, well, that would be a fun, and then I'm just naming kind of what's going on, and, you know, when
I'm
in this
place...
Oh, and
then I have the experience here, because
and then
I know
yeah,
how to do that, because I was doing it when I was talking to Scott, and being
yeah.
reflected, and I've got the mentor right here with me, and so I'm just going to do it here, and, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could even be in an ear as you're getting ready in the morning to go to.
Yeah, it would be really helpful.
Well, just for assistance, because, I mean, gosh, mm-hmm. poor person, you know?
Yeah.
You can just, I mean, the projection here is just how much they care, you
know? Totally, yeah.
Yeah, and they just get caught up in all this.
And approaching this person that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, you know, you care so much, and what we're going to start doing, we're going to listen to this, we're going to get up a little bit early, and...
Yeah, that could be on the recording. You care so much.
Yeah, I like that. That's what you said. Yeah. It's true, too.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. We can feel it right now, can't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So just essentially mentoring.
Yeah, mentoring.
Her through that morning.
And that mentoring process is way better than the alternative.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's clear, isn't it? You know, I mean, that life process, the mentoring process, versus, in quotes, being mentored by ego.
Right, and what I was thinking too is that when I'm mentoring, then I'm more apt to mentor those around me.
Yes, we're in the process.
But if I'm in that process of, okay, come on, why didn't you get up earlier? I mean, you know, because that's what's going on in here.
Yeah.
You've been up since this time, but you didn't use your time efficiently. I mean, you were breathing and, you know.
Well, that's such an important point, isn't it?
And then, of course, it's going to say something like, so don't get up and meditate, get up and get ready going.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really, the way you lay that out, is sort of like if we're in the process of mentoring, just the way we talked about, you know, you're doing great, mm-hmm. you can sense all the caring right here, here's how mm-hmm. we're going to, you know, just take a breath. Then we are practicing, we are in a process of mentoring. So when we come into contact with other people, that's what they're going to come in contact with, mentoring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
That's pretty good. Thank you very
much. Yeah, let us know, huh? Mm-hmm. Anna.
I'm just really enjoying how process is a moment by moment paying
it
attention
really is.
Adventure.
Uh-huh.
And that's that's a process I notice I get pulled into of creating and clinging to beliefs, right? Coming to conclusions, knowing. So, you know, some information comes in and some ego process is revealed, right? And there's a maybe a clarity and a starch in the spine.
Yeah.
And then the starch in the spine becomes rigid, serious, I'm not going to let it win. And of course, then that's an ego versus
yeah.
ego battle land.
Ego versus ego, yeah, yeah.
And so there might be, you know, coming into a situation soon after there's been that clarity about an ego process. And what happens is back into the trying to get it right, looking to condition mind, oh, this is like that thing recently
yeah.
where I saw that ego process and
Putting it together,
yeah. And then that must mean, you know, and it's just all happening in conditioned mind.
I'm just smiling because I know we all know that.
Yes.
It's just like and then it's like oh yeah, and that's just like, and then I'll bet you now that now I'm going to, and then we're all tensed up again. Wait, what happened to the relief and the inspiration and the
Exactly. Yeah. So in this one, it was like okay, so there was this communication that was like. Or like a suggestion that I was going to communicate about a thing that was like this knee-jerk conditioned thing that was an attempt not to feel bad and make it about me and like that. And then this other situation came up where there was a, I think I'm doing that, making it about me again.
Uh-huh.
Except what was, and then what came back was, well, what if that's not what's going on, right?
What if that's not so?
And I just saw that whole thing, right?
Wow.
And it's like, and there was an email class response that was really helpful too that spoke to this, which was, we're feeling our way to freedom. Does this feel genuine, authentic, sincere? Because what I saw in that little workshop of conclusions and figuring out was that what happens when some information comes through is like there's that what we call like that calibrating that's like down here in the hara,
yes.
like just a feeling, and then that gets turned into a conclusion, and then you know I get all these constant messages that I'm failing and not doing it right, and then I work really hard to you know, kind of in reaction to that.
Yeah.
And then I just get pulled further and further away from feeling that authenticity, really feeling
yeah.
it. And that's that moment by moment,
yes.
feeling our way to freedom.
Yeah.
And it's such a bamboozle. It's one of those things of, wow, things are really not like I thought they were.
that
I thought
yeah.
what you had to do was to look to conditioned mind to to get it right for information to you know, and
that is the non-stop training that we get
right
is look to conditioned mind so of course we're going to go into whatever our version of figuring it out and putting it together and now I got it and that kind of thing, but you're really seeing that's just a karmic process, that's an ego process. And you know, you're really talking about directing the attention. I love that. Like, we're feeling our way to life, really, for me, moves the attention out of the head, away from being directed to conditioned mind, and you're pointing and using your hand as a motion of calibrating to the hara, which is kind of that lower abdomen area. And boy, there now the attention's there.
Yes.
And I don't know how that works exactly, but that does seem to get us more in a life process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, truly brainwashing. And
it
just,
really is.
Just seeing how, it's one of those other moments where there's just that, like doing it right and being the right person and spiritual practice have nothing to do with one another. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like right here to attention. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, I just project a dong, a resonation, resonating. Yeah. What, am I using the right word? It calibrating, it's the body registers.
The resonating.
Yeah, resonating. Yeah, thank you.
So many ways to combine those. All of them feel good. So that's the process, right?
Yeah. And so that comes in, that spiritual practice and doing it right, or being the right person, have nothing to do with one another. There's that clarity. But of course, because of brainwashing, it's been going on forever, way before us, then. You know, the habit's going to be back to be the right person, and then as we've been talking about all morning, we don't realize that until we realize that.
It's big, huh? And
it's big. It's very big. Yeah, and not, as we've been talking, not have to take it personally. You know, even though what you're talking, there's a lightness about it. There's a smile there. You know that. You know, we talk sometimes saying yes, please, thank you, I love you.
Yes.
Because of course, what it wants us to do is feel bad about that. Oh, but I did that again. I'm on, you know, and that just covers up the awareness underlying that, which is spirituality and being the right person have nothing to do with one another.
There was another email fast response that was just really perfect too. That, like, you know, saying to life, "I don't know. Help me to see clearly." I don't know. Help me to see clearly, and that's been like. You know, the mantra, prayer.
We were talking earlier about listening to other people's processes, like priming the pump, and I just went there right when you said that. I don't know. Help me. It's like everything's open.
Yes. Yeah. Out of that ego, arrogance, kind of prison place that.
Yeah, because ego is always in a process of I know.
Yeah.
So again, we're talking about making that movement, directing the attention. That's a really nice mantra. I don't know. Life, help me. Guide me. Till.
Just quick little thing. So because there was talking here about seriousness as an ego process and fun as a life process. Like, I've also noticed that, like, so for example, dishwashing, like, my face is all tense, I'm like really serious about washing dishes.
Yeah, that dirt and that getting off that plate is serious business.
And then I noticed that it was really helpful to just, like, ask myself, like, why so serious?
Why so serious, Till?
Put a little half smile on and everything, and it was like, really like, yeah, this can be fun. Like, who said that dishwashing needs to be serious business? And
that's such an important process right there, right?
It was fun.
So being aware that there's tension, again, there's that tension. Wow, this is, there's a really serious conversation going on about washing this dish. And just, I mean, we're all laughing, right? Because we've all been there, you know? It doesn't matter what it is. Like, brushing your teeth is, you know, flossing this one tooth. And once we're aware that we're in that, there's the movement into lightness, right? And then it sounded like you just kind of carry that on about, you know, kind of having a conversation with yourself. like, you know, why is this serious? And, you know, how about just a half smile? So you actually, it sounds like you actually did that, put a half smile on. Yeah, and then we start to feel what we're doing, right? Here we are. Oh, this isn't, I mean, who said this has to be serious? This is, Oh, that, you could apply that to anything.
I mean, yes, totally. That was one example. One was easy to note, was easy to notice for me.
Yeah, because we're supposed to believe, no, this is serious, but something like washing dishes really highlights, come on, you know. Yeah. When we get caught up in our own stories, as we've been spoken earlier about, no, but this is my life and this thing is really serious. But if we just did what you did, which is sort of name what's going on, you know, give ourselves a little mentoring, put on a half smile, anything could be maybe even enjoyable.
Yeah.
Who knows? Exactly. Who knows, life? Let me try it out. Yeah. Fun.
Yes. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the other thing, like, back to what I said before, like during the other conversations here, I saw that kind of the way that ego takes this relaxing insight and turns it back into the whole process is very simply to talk about it. So now they go on and relax, well, now let's talk about how you relax. After you're in a conversation again, and conversation is not relaxing.
The classic
pretty
thing.
Pretty much. Soon enough, it's not relaxing.
So that's such a key, isn't it? If there's a conversation about something, Sherry says, you know, more than two sentences, that could be a clue. And that's what Zoe's doing. I think Sherry gives that classic, you know, you're watching this beautiful sunset, you're having the experience of the sunset, and all of a sudden there's a voice that says, wow, what a beautiful sunset. You know, and then we were talking about that train wreck. It's like, and you're like, yeah, that is beautiful. Like, he's talking to me, but we don't notice that.
The chair could be more comfy.
Next time I'm going to bring a really comfy chair. And I really should, you know, make a schedule so I can have more sunsets. But, well, my life is just so busy as it is, and I just, well, if I would just get that thing organized, and then all of a sudden, we're in the train wreck. Yeah, so the same thing with the relax. As soon as that conversation starts, it's what Anna was saying about that it's a moment by moment process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what it's just going to do what it does. So we get here and it's going to try to put it back into an ego process. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you're onto it, which is fun, right? Because then what we get to do is see how it's going on all the time.
Yeah, and stop that, making it into a fun game to catch it.
Make it into a fun game to catch it. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, 2 minutes.
Let's see. So, I've been here for 2 weeks, which is a week longer than I've ever been here before. And
new territory.
And I think that what something that's been coming up for me a lot is how completely not different this past week feels from like my life back home, right? Contrary to
I've come to an end of dirt road where no one talks to me.
Conceived notion that, like, you know, I think in some ways sort of drove my curiosity about the visiting work program, you know, was, that's what happens in a week, what will happen in a month, right? The sort of like additive linear, you know, exponential sort of sense of time and process. And
it's kind of like trying to predict the weather again, isn't it?
I guess, you know, I mean, with a lot of sort of wonderment, but sort of the sense of, at least four times is whatever. it's interesting because the that sense, which I don't really know if it's a realization, I think it's actually just a story, but it hasn't actually been too disturbing. Because I also sort of realized, like, the rapture is not coming. It's not just going to come, right? Like, or it may just come, but but it's not going to come times a certain amount of time, right? Like in proportion to that, right? And so it actually has been sort of like providing me with a little bit of, again, some sense of comfort around, well, that's all well and fine because when life continues and I'm not here anymore, I am really just as able to continue practicing as I am being here. I mean, there's a different, you know, set of supports here, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I have kind of put in, had in my mind a bit, you know, my practice is infinitely stronger here, and, you know, the voice of the judge is that my practice is very weak at home, right? I get very caught up in these other things. So, I'm not really going anywhere with this, I'm just sort of sharing. But listening to everybody's, you know, listening to the sharing in the group has been great, as always. And I think that one thing that it has pointed me towards is this sense that there has been this tinge of like, oh, it's not just going to come upon me, right? But whatever the it is. There's been just this like subtle deep voice, you know, underneath it, you know, that says, because you're not doing it right, right?
Yeah, that's that second right. half of the sentence that's right. kind of invisible.
Right, like, it's not going to just poof, or, you know, quickly or whatever, because you're not doing it right. There's, you know, for you, the trajectory has to be so much longer and harder or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, so that's just been helpful to kind of catch.
Exactly. Doing awareness practice mm-hmm. and noticing the conversation. And it sounded like the one place where you were dropping the conversation and checking with your experience, it was like, oh, I do have a strong practice. And that this is available to me even when I'm not practicing at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun, isn't it? Just when we get out of the conversation, then we get to get in touch with kind of what's so and what's kind of being revealed, that mystery. Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you.